Jesus Christ. Can you think about this? We're enemies of God as long as we sin. Every time we sin, God can't stand sin. Somebody say amen right there. I'm not preaching against the sinner. I'm preaching against the sin. Amen. What I'm trying to say is you can't have fellowship with God and sin. Amen. You got to make your choice. So you got to make your mind up. Amen. Who are you going to stand for? Amen. Think about what he says right there. You'll never have peace until you know the prince, until you know the governor of your soul, until you know the master, until you make him Lord, captain, ruler of your thoughts, of your heart, of your mind, of your ways, of your walk, amen, of your deeds, all that you do. If you make him Lord of your life, prince of your, you'll have the greatest peace and you'll have the greatest joy. Y'all, I remember them old timers. They'd sit out on the front porch, man. They'd just sit back and rock and enjoy life. They'd have a smile on their face. They ain't got two nickels rubbed together. Thank God they'd just enjoying life, amen. I don't see that much anymore. You know why? Because people's lost that desire to allow him to be prince of their whole life. Can I tell you, if you'll make him prince of your secret rooms, make him governor, make him ruler, if you'll make him prince over those things under your bed, if you'll make him prince over that little cell phone right there, are y'all listening to what I'm saying? Boy, you'll have great and mighty peace. Now, let me give you two more. Christ also brings the peace of God to us. Think about this. How many of you know that in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, in the middle of the sickness, well, you're in need of something. You're in turmoil. I've been in the room, in the hospital, when folk get diagnosed and the doctor comes in and says, I'm sorry, but you've got stage 4 cancer. You see it. It's almost like the feeling just, life just leaves them for a second or two. Then all of a sudden they'll say, I'm going to be all right. God's got this. How can that be? Because God brings great peace to us. Thank God. He'll help you. Yep. Look, Brother Randy Barton, man, this week he buried his son. I'm not telling you something he didn't already say. His son lived the life of a prodigal. He spoke about his son at the funeral, and he said that, you know, his son was lured by the bottle. And the majority of his life, he was spent in the far country. And there towards the end of his life, and he, you know, basically they told him he ain't doing good. And he found a place, a lodging place. Man, he'd always loved God, but he'd broken that fellowship. And boy, he'd come back to God. And Brother Matthew got right with the Lord, and God even got on the radio one day and spoke to the folks and told them how good God is. Well, I watched the preacher get up and at the funeral, I thought, dear God, Lord, I thought, God, help Pastor today. Help him get up there and be able to preach with leadership. And help him to get up there and preach with the unction of the Holy Ghost. Help him to get up there, tell us what we need to hear. And well, I can't imagine. I told that yesterday. I can't imagine standing over my own son and looking in the casket and seeing my boy there. Can't even imagine that. I mean, man, me and that boy's close. I can't even imagine that. But Brother Randy said this. He said, for the last however many years it was, he said, I've stood and preached about, hey, the grace of God's there. You'll have, listen, in the middle of your turmoil, in the middle of your trial, just know this, that God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
He said, I was sitting over in the room the other day, and he said, the Lord spoke in my heart and said, hey, you're one to get up there and talk. He said, about man, the grace of God being sufficient for everybody else. But he said, man, all of a sudden the Lord came in and said, hey, is my grace not sufficient for you during your trial? Is my grace not sufficient during the things that you're going through? He said, I'm right here, amen.
Yeah.
Boy, I watched that man of God get up and preach with the help, the leadership of the Holy Ghost. God will help you in the middle of your turmoil if you'll let him, amen. He brings peace to our, listen, he's the Prince of Peace this morning, amen. He brings peace, the peace of God to us. I'm thankful for the times that he's been by my side as the Prince of Peace. Lastly, let me give you this last thought. Lastly, there's peace from God. Peace from God is bestowed upon us when we surrender to his authority. I'm going to tell you something. Our nation is standing in impending judgment from Almighty God. And the reason why is because we won't let God have the authority over our nation. The things that I'm hearing them say scares me to death. Because you don't play with God but so long, amen, and then there's repercussions. Can you imagine what it'd be like? I believe that there was a time when the nation of America said, God, we're needing a country. God, all over this world, you've created this place. And God, we need a place that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. God, take our country. And you look at what God's done with our country. The problem is our country's forgotten who God is. And we've rejected the Bible. We've ripped it out of the schools into the hands of children and said, hey, we're gonna help out the society. We're gonna bring in pornography. Right. Oh, I'm gonna tell you something that's sick. Amen. Right. Wicked as hell. Right. Amen. I know you don't like it. Nobody likes it, but it's the truth. You know that there's pornography, amen, in some of the libraries?
Yes, there is.
In your kids' school, did you know that? Had a guy call me not too long ago about it. He said, preacher, what do you think? When I said, I 100% support what you're doing. Stay at it, man. Stay at it. We can take that. They won't put the Bible in school, but they'll put that in there. Oh, you let some type of satanic man leader say, oh, I'm offended, and they'll put whatever they want to on the shelf. But you let a Bible believer, amen, it wants to say, hey, I'm going to tell you something, the Word of God's the truth. Amen. I love what God put in this book, and this will change your life. They won't do it.
Right.
Can I tell you, the Word of God's offensive because it shows you who you are. Flat tire will always be flat as long as you don't fix it.
Right.
Amen. The carburetor will always need adjusted unless you get out there with a screwdriver. Amen. That's what the Word of God will do to you, friend. Can I tell you, he's the Prince of Peace. And when you do things God's way, he will bless you beyond measure. And you'll live a life that most people will never get to live. Listen, he's wonderful. He's our counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father, the one and the only. Thank God, he's the Prince of Peace. Amen. In order for you to have the great peace that I'm talking about, you're going to have to allow him to be Lord of your life. If you expect God to be God and be the same every time that you talk to him, then what makes you think that you should not be the same every time you talk to God? The only reason why people sink and the only reason why people fall is because they have no foundation. At some point, you're going to have to allow God to be God in your life. Some of you guys don't need a game for Christmas. Some of you guys don't need no more candy. Some of you guys have got some bigger problems than that. Some of you guys, if we really knew the issues, well, Dusty, if we really knew the issues of all that's in this room right here, right now, it'd blow our minds. People are secret people. They won't tell you the intimate details. They won't tell you all that's going on. They won't tell you, man, the heart, the heartache, the hurt. They won't tell you those things. Keep it down low. But what you need for Christmas is the Prince of Peace. How could I get the Prince of Peace to come to my house? Let him in. Quit letting him stand at the door and let him in.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.